The dream economy is here. Are you coming? Welcome. My name is Catherine Morrison, and as I've coached countless online entrepreneurs into six, multiple six-figure and $500,000 businesses, I've learned a lot. One of the main things is that I'm not just here to help you create a high quantity of money. It's actually pretty easy. I'm here to help you do that through the highest quality money imaginable. That means activating and amplifying your unique frequency to take your being and form it into a magnetic, sharply differentiated brand that has clients dropping in out of the sky, salivating to work with you specifically, not someone who does that thing you do. I'm here to help you open the channel for the creation that wants to come through you, where growing your business and building demand comes from razor-sharp business precision, and business growth is always tied to an expansion of your pleasure. Expanding your mind and your nervous system to create more, receive more, and be bigger in visibility and impact in the world than your rational mind ever imagined possible. This isn't matrix business building. It's business building through soul ascension. This isn't just business coaching. This is the timeline to your destiny. Are you ready to play? Welcome to the Ascension Through Entrepreneurship podcast. Let's get started. Hello, soul family. We have such a treat for you today. As you guys know, the doors are reopening to the Brand Alchemy Accelerator in just a couple of weeks. And I know so many of you are coming into the accelerator to prep and prepare yourselves for then coming into the mastermind. And as I was thinking through who is like the poster child of coming into the accelerator and shooting off like a fucking rocket in their radiance and magnetism, and then coming into the mastermind and then deepening deeper into themselves and exploding further out, I could not think of anyone better than my client, Charlie. They are going to dive into their unique journey, really, of like allowing themselves to feel safe to be seen, to be safe to be colorful, to be safe to stop the scroll, like all of that visibility stuff where, I mean, energetic cloaking, right? Like we think we want to sign the clients and then we're like, I don't know if I can be that big. All of us have our own unique journey to that. And I so appreciate Charlie coming on today and talking about their process of coming on, being willing to be brave, being willing to be seen from that place. Yes, creating the $10,000, $20,000 months in the mastermind, which have been amazing. But I love when Charlie shares like the reason why we do the work that we do and the reason why we deepen into ourselves and the work it then radiates out for our clients. They share at the end, like, a pretty big epic win from one of their clients and the impact that their work in the world is having. So without further ado, enjoy this interview with my amazing client, Traveler Charlie. All right, everyone. I always say this, you're in for such a treat. I've got my client Charlie with us here today. And as I was thinking through, you know, we're coming up to the next launch in the accelerator. And I was like, who have I seen just come into the accelerator and like shoot off like a fucking rocket into the sky? And then, and so we're going to get into it today, but like Charlie has been such a stunning example of someone who like came in, did the work, laid brand as the foundation, rooted in, and then like joining the mastermind and doing that front end business precision work from everything being the foundation of your brand. Like, I don't, what are you like $20,000 months? What are you doing?
Yeah. It was the last month was 18.3K. That was my biggest month ever in July. Yeah.
And I think because you've been on the bonus call, so it was like 10,000 before that, 12,000?
Yeah, for August, it was 10.1K.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. You're like, it's not bad.
No.
Not bad. All right. So but that's like, now that you come in, you're like, you're dialing in that stuff into the mastermind. I feel like Charlie had to shut off their calendar scheduler, like the clients knocking down their door. So we'll get to that in the beginning, but let's sort of zoom back to the beginning.
Where do we start? I feel like, Charlie, let's start with this. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do, and what your frequency is.
So hi, everybody. I'm Traveler Charlie. I'm a non-binary Latinx money coach helping my first-gen clients become millionaires. I'm formerly undocumented. I was born in Mexico, was raised in Washington State, and have lived all over the U.S., traveled to 30 countries by the time I turned 30, and never made more than $40,000 working for anybody else. But I was really passionate about budgeting and investing, and now I'm really passionate about us investing in our businesses. And now I'm a digital nomad, so I just go wherever the fuck I feel like going for however long I feel like going. My frequency just feels very like galactic and psychedelic. I feel like I'm a magic mushroom in human form. And
yes, you are such a magic mushroom in human form.
I blow people's minds. Some people just are not ready for me, but those who are, like, yeah, they get it. And their minds are just blown.
That is so good. I think like what I've thought, like the best I've gotten to with your frequency was sort of just like a busy, like a sort of bustling night market. Like you just have such a big energy, but like magic mushroom is so good. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And I'm a morning person, so that helps more. Bustling morning market.
But I think it's so interesting because I could always feel that from you. My audience is pretty quiet. When Charlie, I don't know, you were like a bat out of hell. You like came in and you were just like, you were like dropping into my DMs. You're like tagging me. You're like, I'm listening to this podcast. Here's my insight and my takeaway. I'm listening to this. And I'm just like, I don't know who Charlie, like, I just love Charlie. I think it was even before the accelerator launched. Like, I just knew you so well, just from like, you were like almost giving me updates every week on where you were with like binging the podcast.
Yeah.
You were like signing clients from the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like telling them things that you were telling me that I was learning from the podcast. And you had me out here painting rainbow zebras and like pink Jeeps just from your pink Jeep tour. I'd never done a pink Jeep tour, but I was out here like cutting and collaging and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like, you came into, I guess, my audience, you like were binging the podcast. And then when the accelerator launched, you were like in there. And I would just love to hear a little bit, because I remember actually when you would like tag me on stuff on Instagram, I could tell the dissonance like between like how you looked and what I could feel inside of you.
Mm.
Like you are a magic mushroom and you like were wearing gray shirts and yeah. You're like, and your space looked like a cubicle.
Yeah. Because I didn't feel like I deserved to decorate my space, because I didn't value my space and I didn't think that it would affect how I showed up every day and my workspace, even though we work from home now.
Yeah. So like walk me through that, because I feel like people are like hearing this, they like know now it's like you're creating all of this amazing like clients, all the things, but you had to get your brain on board with like so much to even be able to come in and like implement the work in the accelerator. What was that like for you?
It was just a lot of self-value and self-work. As coaches, it's really us for us to give other people advice and see others' potential. And it's the scariest thing to see our own potential. And my own potential scares me every day, but now I'm just more excited about it thanks to the accelerator. And as a digital nomad, I hid behind the excuse that, oh, I can't buy nice things. I can't decorate my place. I don't want to get weighed down. I don't want to waste a lot. I don't want to throw away things every time I move. But then I realized that I deserve to decorate whatever space I'm in, even if it's as simple as my mouse pad. Like literally the few things I am allowed to carry with me should be fun. And I'm decking myself out in colorful like nail polish now and temporary tattoos, and my clothes are more colorful. But there was a lot of self-awareness that and limiting beliefs I had around just clothes. I wore gray and black to tone myself down. I did the Peace Corps in Nicaragua when I was more female presenting before my top surgery, which is basically, for those who don't know, a double mastectomy that I wanted to undergo. It was not for cancer reasons. It was because I didn't ever feel like I wanted breasts. But before, I used to get a lot of street harassment, especially in Latin America. And that told me that I should not attract attention whenever I step foot outside. And I feel like a lot of women can relate to this still. And then I was like, oh, I'm still dressing as if I don't want to call attention. But I get a lot less attention now because I present as male, especially from far away. People think I'm a dude. And I was like, I'm still toning myself down because I still feel like I'm hiding. But then there was the whole, like, I need to protect myself because I'm trans. So I don't want to call more attention to me, especially even going to bathrooms can be scary in certain countries or in different situations. But I was like, I can't hide anymore, especially if I'm inside working on my business. Why not make it fun and colorful? So now I go to the grocery store and I'm getting people say, thank you for your outfit, for dressing so nicely. And it's like, wow, these people are basically telling me that it's so hard to be yourself, that they are thanking me for being myself and maybe giving them a window and put it like it's like,
and so like what's yourself. Possible. Yeah. I mean, it's basically like you did the work, and I think it's such a beautiful starting point, like that you were wearing those colors to tone yourself down because like, it was like, this is to keep myself safe. Right. And I think that that's something that like so many people can relate to. And obviously I think in your sort like literal safety is at risk, like at some points. And so like, it makes perfect sense that you had that self-protective mechanism, but then to start to think through like, but what feels good? And like, am I allowed to feel good?
Yeah. And there was a lot of non-binary drama going on too, because society, we think that non-binary has to be boring and androgynous. And like, we have to wear like potato sacks, and that's like not non-binary fashion at all.
Yeah. Well, I remember actually that was like pretty early on. And I think like wardrobe work is so sacred. We've already talked about the colors and like the difference between like, you are a magic mushroom and you are like wearing black and gray, like what? Like so incongruent. And then I remember it was like very early on. It was like, as you were doing the wardrobe work, you bought booty shorts.
Yeah.
And that was like, I just remember you like posted about it because a lot of your audience, right? And you were just like, I realized I was telling myself I couldn't wear booty shorts, like all of these boxes and how we do one thing is how we do everything. And like the stuff that you were telling yourself about your style, like where else was that showing up? But can you tell us the booty short story?
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing them right now as a reminder for how far I've come. But yeah, at the time I was in Playa del Carmen in Mexico. I was there for a year and a half. And like, again, as a digital nomad, I didn't feel like I could buy new things. Clothes just felt like something useful. But also that had to do with a lot of like money scarcity beliefs as well. But then I was like, I think it was even before or right when the course was starting, it started activating for me that, yeah, I should already start changing my wardrobe. Duh. And I went to H&M and I saw these booty shorts. And at first I was like, this is what I used to wear as a cis presenting woman. It's not okay for me to wear that anymore. And then I was like, what the fuck am I thinking? It is definitely okay. The point of being non-binary is saying no to the gender binary every day by merely existing. I can wear whatever I want. There's no non-binary police, yeah. Even though it feels like it sometimes, especially in the queer community, we feel like we're not queer enough, not trans enough, not non-binary enough.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's ourselves because we don't have a lot of frame of references.
Sure.
For who to compare ourselves to. But I was like, I'm going to wear these. They look like they fit my body like a glove and I feel nice and cute in them. And that's what my clients were telling me. They're like, Charlie, those booty shoots look like they were meant for you. And I filmed a reel and danced in them.
You did film a reel. And I love it because I think it's like, when people are a little bit like, the wardrobe or the style thing, like what has the impact of you focusing on, because obviously we're also doing the energy work in the accelerator, but like, how has that impacted the way you show up, whether it's to your audience on Instagram, whether it's, I remember actually there was like a time recently at a networking event that someone like literally messaged you or something.
Yeah, it was
like
over Zoom.
Showing up super differently.
Yeah, it was even over Zoom. Like people can detect energy online, which when I realized that I was like, oh, they can detect energy online. Therefore, I should embody myself 100% to work with folks if I'm showing up online and purely all my clients are online.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody DM'd me on a Zoom meeting and she was like, I don't know what it is, but you're magnetic. That's the word that she used. All of a sudden, since during the accelerator, I'm magnetic. I'm like, oh, okay. But now I understand why. I'm like, oh, I can be intentional about my magnetism.
Yes!
And he's like, it's the je ne sais quoi. And I'm like, je sais quoi.
Like, I think it's just been so fun too, because like you came into the accelerator, you did that work. You have people, I love that they're like feeding back, right? Like the marketing of the accelerator is like activate your magnetism, and people are literally messaging you saying like, I can feel your magnetism. They just like wanted to know you, right? They were just like, can I just talk to you? Or
yeah. And then we just booked a call to chat afterward. Yeah. And they're like, how do you do it? And it's basically like, how are you so yourself? That's what people want to know, because it's such a rare thing to just know and be yourself.
Yeah. But
we're all still figuring it out. It's not.
Yeah, I was on a podcast recently and like the way that I worded it was basically like, it's just supply and demand. And the frequency that we're vibrating at, like in the accelerator, is like very rare because very few people are this deeply embodied. And it's like something that people can just like, they, once they get a taste, they're like, I want that. I want that for myself. I don't know. It's the je ne sais quoi, but it's like, mm-hmm. No, the je sais quoi. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're doing it right. French people, tell us please.
If I studied French.
Yeah. Know. Okay. Yes. We're doing it right. Okay. So you like, you came into the accelerator, you were doing all this work, but like when people, cause sometimes with energy, people are like, but like, yeah, like, well, what did it look like? Did you see like tangible, like this was how my reels changed. This was how, like how something changed. Like how would you paint a portrait of like, this is what Charlie was doing before, and this is what Charlie was doing after?
I think before coaching calls, before doing anything that scared me, I would just sit and contract my body and be scared. And then I was attracting like people that were in that same frequency. And then I realized like, oh, what I do offline matters just as much as what I do online. So I started to dance before sales calls or before an IG live or before a masterclass, because I realized how you can intentionally change your energy, but it is a finite resource. We're not supposed to be on all the time. We're supposed to rest, which is a big lesson I'm still learning.
Charlie was just getting coaching on this.
Yes. So it is something that you can turn on and off and manipulate more than we're taught. And that's helped me show up and be intentional, but be intentional about not just like the words I say, but the tone I say them. I look back at old IG lives and I'm like, wow, I looked so pissed off. Why did I film an IG live in that moment? I should have rested and been in the right frequency to show up in a happy place. But I was still signing clients. So I was like, okay, I was still signing clients, but how much better can it be once I'm actually showing up happy in myself?
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because you said it's like the vibration of the clients who are coming to you has shifted. And I'm curious, like, how has that shifted?
Yeah. I felt like at first I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was meeting a need and I was very like, this is going to be a class. I will teach you about stocks and credit and debt, and you will follow my directions and I'll make you feel like you're being graded because I'm a Virgo.
Guys, can't you just feel the magic mushroom from that experience?
Yeah, no. And then after that, I started talking about other things other than finances, because it's really not about finances. My work is about helping people feel like they can invest the possibilities, the digital nomad life, and just having free time to draw more and create and write a book. So that's the type of people who I'm attracting. They're still scared, but they see the possibilities and they're just having more fun. My client experiences are just a lot more fun. And we'll start off calls with celebrations too. Beforehand, I was like, all right, let's get down to business. Let's go. And now I'm like, let's breathe and celebrate. Let's take our time. We're on divine time.
I love it. And I mean, like what you're saying is it almost sounds like now it's people who are like focused on the future and possibility versus like maybe before it sounds like stocks. It sounds like a thing I should do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think actually like you, the way that you just like worded and like, let's talk about the stocks. Let's talk about this. I think this is like a really good point to sort of transition to. Like what you then did too was like you did the foundational branding work in the accelerator, And then I saw you come into the mastermind and start to implement like the front end business precision stuff, like the marketing, the selling, everything we're teaching there. And then you did it through the lens of your brand. And I feel like we need to talk about the treasure map.
Oh, yeah. So I thought I was already making things fun by calling my syllabus a treasure map. I was like, checkbox, I made it not fun because fuck academic language. As somebody that got an MBA, that did not help my business at all, if anything.
I love it. It's like, if anyone's wondering, you could skip the MBA.
Just skip it. If you want to work for the 9 to 5, get an MBA. If you want to work for yourself, hire a business coach. But I was like, I made it fun because I called my Google Doc with hyperlinks to resources a treasure map, and they should get it, right? And you're like, you're an artist. Why don't you make this thing look like a fucking treasure map? And I was like, but I don't know how to do graphic design or whatever. And I was like, let's just make it playful again. Dance before you create this. And have fun creating this. And it took me like 2 hours on Canva to create an image, but I thought I was gonna have to start from somewhere, but Canva Pro has a bunch of fun graphics. Like I just Googled like my themes, like LGBT, pride, rainbows, glitter. Now, if I were to make it, it'd have more of a psychedelic theme, like galactic space mushrooms. So I can always redo that. But at that moment, I had like dancing zebras because I was all about the zebras. I was like, yeah, I'm a zebra. And now I'm like, I'm a magic mushroom. So
it's yeah. So good. Yeah. So like, I guess you were sharing it. Was it on consults or something that you were sharing that it was the most fucking boring, like I wanted to sleep just looking at it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and again, it was so dissonant between like Charlie's energy, which is so, you can feel their energy, right? They're fucking fantastic. And then I'm like, wait, this is what you're showing people on like consults? Like, I want to die. Like, this does not make me excited about investing into, like, this is not, like, we need to talk about this. And then I just loved seeing what came out of that when you were like, because if you guys, like, Charlie, you paint, like, legitimate, like, artist, like, is now writing a book, like, that creative energy runs so strong through you. And it was just like, how is this the thing? And then you wonder how clients feel when they're like feeling a certain way about their investment portfolio or something. And then it's like, well, let's talk about this Google Doc. And you created this thing that like, what has the response been since like you made that adjustment and like tethered it from the foundation of your brand and the impact that now has on Clarity Calls?
It's just, it synthesizes my energy and how I can help people because they have, it looks like a yellow brick road of the 7 steps, the different areas that for me come naturally that are like, duh, we should all just talk about these things and boom, one day you'll be a millionaire. But for other people, they're just so scared. They can't even imagine their millionaire selves, much less the yellow brick road. So when I show clients the image, which has like the dancing zebras and a treasure chest and like airport mimosas, then people are more, okay, this is fun, which is what the point of what I do is to give people that sigh of relief and help them see the possibilities. But I had to overcome a lot of mind drama because I don't think I'd ever hire a financial advisor who showed me a fucking Canva image. I was like, people need to know that I've worked as a stockbroker, that I have my licenses, that I'm certified, because there's so many random Bitcoin bros out here promising like you can make 6 figures in 2 weeks. Like, fuck that. Yeah. So I felt like I don't want people to think that they can just trust me based off of a treasure map, but I can also just talk about my experience outside of that. It's not a resume. I think I was just incorporating the 9 to 5 work and showing people, this is my resume. Trust
right.
me.
Yeah. And so like the first thing that you were showing me, it like looked like a resume.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, when you think about like, what is the gift of my brand? The gift of your brand is bringing like the energy of fun and play to a topic that feels kind of scary and daunting to people. Like that's, mm-hmm. your energy is deeply healing. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, whether it has been seeing like your wardrobe transform, whether it's been like seeing from your like nail polish to your shoelaces to Charlie, who just got a galactic mouse pad.
Yes.
And there's like the things that we present to the world. And I think that was like a really good example, thinking about like, this is like, people get it. They get what I do so much faster and they get how it can help them faster, that I like created this, like using that, like the marketing and selling work we're doing in the mastermind, but through the lens of like what you first learned in the accelerator. But I'm also curious for you, like, what is the impact for you of allowing yourself to be so calibrated to yourself in every touch point?
It's just helping my life in general, because everything that I'm learning in business, I can just apply to my life. So I think having a business is the ultimate way of whatever, personal growth, because it'll make you challenge your limiting beliefs. And it's just, yeah, it's just translated to my life. I was dressing up for my business. And then I'm like, no, I should just dress up for myself, because when I'm a happy person doing the thing, it'll just naturally seep through to my business. And now I'm very intentional about energy work. I didn't realize it was something you could manipulate, but now I do. I'm very intentional about breath work. And if I feel triggered, I sit there and I think about, okay, what's the positive thing that's trying to come through? I'm just constantly reframing things, but also just like dancing away the stress is important. Literally just shaking out your body, all these somatic things that we're not taught, that I feel like big pharma profits off of us because they just want us to medicate ourselves and numb ourselves. And it's like, we can literally just work on
healing ourselves. Shake it off. I know, it is so crazy. I look now, because we do, like, we start every accelerator call with a somatic or energetic practice, a lot of steps to like regulate the nervous system. And I think about my kids now going through, they actually are learning a little bit of breath work.
That's amazing.
I mean, we're in Austin, so it might be, I don't know, like, but that's Texas, which like, I feel like I'm just like, I'm blown away. But the difference that it has for my children to be able to like regulate themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just think about, we have an entire generation that is like going like so stressed, so medicated. And it's like, did you know? You could in like a minute or two clear this and have a completely different life.
Yeah. But I think it starts as kids. Kids are told you need to eat sugar. You eat the Captain Crunch, give you all the sugar, and then you're going to have a crash and then go to school. And you're either going to be a good kid or a bad kid. We're going to sit you here in the back if you're a bad kid. But I think just giving children the resources to calm themselves down and self-awareness is so important, which, yeah, we're not taught these things, which is why we're literally learning these things as full-grown adults, healing our inner children. So,
well, at least for those of us who are brave enough to do the work, but it's just like, wait, I don't like what's happening in my life. I think I maybe missed something. It's like, oh, the school taught me about the parts of the flower and what kind of clouds are in the sky, but like missed how to just like regulate my stress responses. Mm-hmm.
Capitalism doesn't want you to know these things. Capitalism doesn't want you to feel like you're enough and you're your own greatest teacher.
Yeah.
Because they want you to feel like you have to buy things to become happier. But that's also why I had a lot of mind drama around buying things and new clothes and a new pen too, that I had to overcome, because I was told as a kid, like, people that buy nice things just want to show off. They're bad people, because I was raised in this dichotomy of you're either a good person or a bad person. And I had to break free from all of those limiting beliefs that I was taught. And it's like, no, buying a nice fancy pen does make me feel better. Showing up, like, I'll work at home all day long, and instead of being in my sweats, I'll still dress up nicely for myself.
Yeah.
Which is, well, why it's
like,
so sort of
like what we are talking about in the accelerator. I feel like it's like when people are wearing something just to try to manipulate an impression on someone, that's when like you maybe want to look at it. And I think that like that sort of narrative in society of like, oh, look, they're just trying to get attention. They're like, maybe, who knows? Like, who knows what their intentions are? But I think if it's done from that place, that person might get attention, but they will feel hollow inside, which is completely different than the work we're doing in the accelerator, which is like, let's start from the fucking core of your being. And I just imagine it's almost like a magic mushroom sprouted inside of you and just like exploded out into the marketplace, like explode. And I just like all your black t-shirts washed away, all your boring Google Doc washed away, your black mouse pad washed it, like it all just washed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even at the grocery store the other day, there was this guy bagging groceries next to me, and he looked over and he's like, thank you for wearing your outfit. It was like a red tropical outfit. And it's like, yeah, I know I'm not from DC. I'm not wearing DC clothes. I'm not wearing suit and tie. But he was in like a black suit and tie, No, the black, yeah, long sleeve shirt, black pants, black shoes, and had a little sliver of some silver in his tie. And I looked over and I was like, okay, you're all black. And I see some silver in there. And he's like, you're right. Maybe I should wear some more color. And I was like, yeah, put some more pop of color in there. We have to brighten up our own days. And he's like, you're right. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and I think it's like, it's so like, obviously the branding work, it's like, I'm teaching you guys to do it in your business, but it has an impact. Yeah. When you go to the grocery store and you just see everyone, you light up, right? Because you're in your radiance, you're in your magnetism. And it's like, you light up everyone around you. And it's not like, it's just interesting to think that like, whatever you were taught when you were little versus now, it's like, you're seeing it literally mirrored back to you. Like, thank you for doing this. Like, your radiance is a gift was basically what they were saying, right? Like, you're going on to Zoom, like, I don't even, networking things. And people are like, I don't know what it is. Like, you're just magnetic. And it was you being willing to, what? Like, what were the three biggest shifts you would say that you've had?
To buy myself nice things.
So what did you have to believe to be willing to do that?
That it was going to be a good investment in my business. And then I'm still working on justifying it doesn't have to be a business expense. It doesn't have to always be a write-off for it to be a nice thing. I deserve to have nice things.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. All right. Do the other two and then we'll come back to that.
The other two biggest shifts?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The energy work. The knowing that, okay, I'm nervous before a big thing is coming up. Let me shake it out and dance to, I have like my, it's called play bitch playlist that I'm like, okay, whenever I'm nervous, play that. Cause I think something you said in the accelerator was like, if you're going through a breakup or if you're feeling sad, if you immerse yourself in sad music, you're just going to stay sad in that sad frequency. And I'm like, oh my God, mind blowing. Yeah.
Were you also putting on Lana Del Rey? I'm like, I feel depressed. Let me amplify and like just fucking marinate. And feeling sad. Let me do that for myself.
Yeah, it's insane. So being intentional about the music, because the music decorates time and the clothes decorate space. And
oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. And the biggest shift is, yes, valuing myself and getting to know myself and knowing that I am worthy, which is why I hired a writing coach. With all this financial freedom, I have a lot of time to create. And the biggest thing was deciding to start writing a book and not having time. Like, I don't have enough time as an excuse. It's like, no, I have so much time.
So much time.
Why not get started now? And yeah. Believing that I have a really cool story to tell and also draw. It's like coming together.
Yeah.
Believing in myself and stopping myself.
Yeah. Which actually it's so before this podcast interview, there was a bonus call. Charlie was in for the mastermind. And one of the things that we were talking about was like Charlie allowing themselves to do this creative work. It fuels the business. It is like allowing that piece that feeding that creative engine, like makes money. We have this very like linear, like you do the copy and you do this and you do that. And then you like print cash. And I feel like if we were to almost like synthesize, like both the first and the last thing you talked about was like in the beginning, you were like, oh, I had to like, it didn't seem like me taking the time to like do the wardrobe thing or whatever, like would, like I had to sell myself on, it would impact the business. Mm-hmm. But it's like, our energy is our energy is our energy. And so like, if you're marinating in an office space that feels fucking depressing, that's like you're the seed and your office is the soil. And like, if you are in shitty soil, just imagine how that's going to sprout. And then same thing with like your clothes, like everything was just like, oh, if I like honor my energy and I cultivate that, that literally is what fuels the business.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a digital nomad, I was like, oh, I'm going to skip through the office piece. I don't live in a 5-bedroom house in the burbs that I just moved into with somebody. Like, no, I'm single. I move around a lot. And like you said, my apartment that I was in for 6 months looked like a cubicle and didn't look like I was actually in Mexico 5 minutes from the beach.
Yeah. And that shit impacts us. It turns out.
Yeah. And now like even on my little surface, I bought a new Surface tablet on my stand. I have it decked out in like crystal stickers and crystal balls and like tarot hands and everything, because every inch that I immerse my energy in does matter. So yes. Being a digital nomad is not an excuse for me, because I do feel better. Even just looking at my nails, I keep looking at them. And I was like, yeah, $50 for the dip is worth it, because it's been here for like almost 2 weeks. Yes, yeah. This is a good investment.
It's like when I feed my energy, that is like the impact, and it's worth it.
Yes.
It's been confirmed. So amazing too. I mean, like, I think one, it's like just to see like your radiance come online, or maybe magnetism is the better word. You're like, we're just going to keep saying it, like the magic mushroom.
Yes.
And like the difference from when you were like dropping in, when you were just in my audience and you were like sharing stuff about the podcast, and I could feel your energy, and it like was so dissonant with like what I saw mm-hmm. to now, and like just the growth in your business and all of it, from you deciding that you mattered, and also that like that who you were was magnetic. Mm-hmm. Was that easy for you?
No, I felt like when people said they loved my energy, I didn't really believe them, because I was raised to think that that was hokey. Don't trust people that say that they like your energy, because that's like spiritual. Don't trust. I was always don't trust. And then with the accelerator, I was like, I need to trust myself, and I need to unlearn a lot of shit that I was taught as a kid about good and bad people.
Yeah.
And if I'm a coach and helping people live their best lives, who am I to help others if I'm not willing to help myself live my best life? This is modeling for my community is super important. Sharing my journey and the ups and downs is important, because I'm a very transparent person.
Yeah.
And it hasn't always been easy, but it's been worth it. It's paying off.
Yes, actually. Yeah. So it's like you decided to go first. You decided like, I'm going to create something. I'm going to stop the scroll. You're like signing all the clients now. And can you share what you like, the big news about your client? It's like in a magazine, or what is it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm working with a client, Ilya P. Realtor, real estate agent in North Carolina, Black, trans, non-binary person. And today they told me that they were featured in Men's Health magazine as the first Black trans masculine person in the magazine, like naked in their full like birthday suit. And I cried, because they told me that they're considered an elder in the community. And they told me that there's a statistic that like Black trans folks by the age of 35 are suicidal. So anything past age 35 is considered an elder in the community. And I just thought of when they told me that, and I just started crying this morning when they were told me that they were featured in Men's Health, because they also told me when we started working together just like 2 or 3 months ago that they didn't like how they felt like insecure about how they showed up online too. And I was like, oh my God, I'm expanding, and I'm surrounding myself with other people that are expanding and doing the scary things. And this is just what I'm being told. Like, who knows what else is going on out there in the metaverse. But I cried. And that was a moment that I was like, all of this work 2 years later is why, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think especially for like the coaches listening, it's like, you can only take someone as deep as you'll go yourself. And it's like that, like the downflow impact of you deciding like, I fucking matter, like, and who I am is magnetic, and I'm going to create like a business that is like catnip for my exact people. Like, you created that, you created this soulful client like from that. And like now they're right. Like going from, it sounds like being scared to show up to like being in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
I'm like a little teary eyed. I don't even know. I feel like this is almost like where we end it. Is there anything else that you would want to share with people who are like thinking about, should I join the accelerator or not? Would this be the right program for me or not? What would you share with them? Like questions or things that they might consider?
I think people might wonder, what are we going to do though? That's always a thing that people are like, but what are we going to do though? And I just thought of the vision boarding that you had us do. I used to think vision boards were bullshit. I was like, this is dumb, cutting out pieces of paper and imagining your future life. Fuck that. But then you were like, go on Pinterest and make a Pinterest board about what you see your millionaire self enjoying. And that just made me realize, oh my God, I love the retro tropical theme. I have a vocabulary for my frequency now. It just makes so much sense. I love neon flamingos and cacti and 1950s retro Palm Springs style and Bad Bunny and bright colors. And I was like, oh my God, my wardrobe kind of sometimes looks like this, but it's gray. And yeah, there's that dissonance between them. So definitely sign up for the accelerator. There's a part of you that's like, I think I'm not fully aligned. It'll be fun to show up in whatever frequency, because that is going to help your business. And I share that tool with my clients too, because I'm all about helping us embody our millionaire selves. And it's less and less about the bank account. Like, I don't care, because when you're a millionaire with stocks, your stocks can go up and down by $50,000 in a day. So the monetary amount does not matter. But I'm like, this is cool. I can start imagining my future millionaire self and what they would wear. And that helps me. And it's also helping my clients imagine their future self.
Let me embody that now. Yeah. And then I create everything from being that person.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going quite well for you.
Yes.
So yes. If people have like tapped into your field and they're like, I want a little magic mushroom money coaching in my life, where can I find you?
At travelercharlie.com. I also have a podcast called Unicorn Millionaire, which is turning into a blog like this week. We're trying to launch that. And I play all day on Instagram at travelercharlie. So come find me. Let's play together.
So good. And all of that will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for changing my life and those around you every day.
We're all just like leading each other home.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast and you're ready to cultivate and radiate your unique frequency out into the marketplace, so that your audience stops the scroll, sees you, and drops in to buy, your next step is joining us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. Once you're energetically unbound, we take the work deeper as you prepare for the solopreneur to entrepreneur transition in the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind, more deeply cultivating your energy and then learning to powerfully harness and direct it on the front end through the precision of your marketing and selling, and on the back end through setting up a business that feels like it's holding you instead of you feeling like it's one more thing you have to take care of. Head to www.catherinemorsoncoaching.com to learn more.